Cynthia. I never.
I know that song. I didn't know that Tammy Wynette was part of it.
Such a distinctive voice, isn't it? From 1992, that is. Cynthia Morahan is with us for the book review. She has been reading Dirty Laundry by Desha Bose.
That's right. And I read it really quickly. It's a page turner.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, no, it's a good thing. It's a real page turner. Now, look, I'm showing Catherine the cover. The cover doesn't immediately appeal to me. I probably wouldn't go and pick this up off the shelf. So we've got...
kind of Californian-looking, kind of, am I in the right place and time?
Yeah, very Californian.
Not quite Housewives of, but not far off.
Almost the Desperate Housewives look. And it is. It's set about a group of women, but in an Irish village.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't pick that at all. So contemporary?
Contemporary.
Yep.
They all dislike each other, and there's lots of infighting and bitching, and they're all...
the usual.
They all have young children. And I did think, oh, I'm really bored of reading about... Yeah, I'm bored of reading about... women in lycra struggling with motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because that's me. I don't wear lycra that much, but this surprised me. It's really such a page turner. There is a murder. Well, we think it's a murder, and so it's in the same vein as Desperate Housewives and Big Little Lies. And yeah, it is. It is focused on what would have once been called suburban neurosis, but is now more. Mothering is a competitive blood sport. So these women are in competition with each other, and you've got these two very opposing characters, Kira and Lauren. Now, Kira is a wealthy social media influencer. She has it all. She has a beautiful house and well-behaved children and a shiny, flawless exterior. And then there's Lauren, who is more of a hippie and is the sort of woman who recommends rubbing breast milk on a rash instead of taking your child to the doctor. So they couldn't be more opposed, and they can't stand each other. And then in the middle of all this is perhaps the most interesting character, and that is Mishti, who is an Indian woman who's living in Ireland as part of an arranged marriage. So she's come over from Calcutta to marry her husband, who is an Indian professor. And I think this character possibly most closely relates to Desha Bose herself, who is from, she's Bengali. And she's been living in Ireland for a long time now. This is her first novel. She recently completed the Masters in Creative Writing program at UCD. And she is a good writer. I really enjoyed it, but nowhere more than the character of Mishti, who is a fully well-rounded character in a really unhappy marriage. In fact, all of these people are in unhappy marriages. I'll just get that out of the way. And she's grasping with culture shock, having come from Calcutta to join her husband in this little fishbowl village. And that's really where my only criticism comes, is that we've got this beautifully rounded character, and then these two...
tack-ons.
Yeah.
That's a bit harsh. Sorry.
No, that's sort of... Yeah. I mean, the character of Kira, she's like a supervillain. She's almost cartoonish at some point. She's a bit over the top. She's, you know, very ruthless and conniving. And she tries to back it up with the fact that she's got, you know, some issues from her childhood.
It's just the influencer.
Yeah, Kira, the social media influencer. But she never feels as fully rounded as Mishti. And, of course, the male characters are even worse. they're very thin on the ground, really. We've got a very passive husband. We've got a very shut-down academic. And then a sort of hipster dad who's a bit of a philanderer.
So, plot... wise, if it was Big Little Lies, someone would get pushed down some stairs or something. But is this more a slow burn kind of character study?
Yeah, she uses an interesting device. And despite the fact that a lot of these characters are really unlikable, apart from Mishti, I still couldn't put it down. And that's because the murder happens at the beginning.
Oh, there is a murder.
Yeah, well, okay. We think it's a murder. Mm-hmm. There's a death.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spend the rest of the book wanting to piece it together.
Uh-huh.
So it's almost like a little bit of a thriller.
Does it work? Or does it work in part?
It does, actually, because I was hooked. I wanted to keep reading. even though some of the characters weren't my favourite. They're just basically unlikable. But you want to know what happens. And she has got her writing hooked me. She's got some really lovely writing in there. There's a beautiful piece where she's describing Kira, who is just needs to feel attractive to men all the time. And she has this hatred of humanity in men. There's this really clever piece of writing where, you know, a man she's initially really attracted to, she starts to see a little bit of vulnerability in him and is immediately repulsed. So there's some really clever little bits in there. I really enjoyed Dirty Laundry. I didn't think I would. And I think Disha Bose, I'd be really interested to read what she writes next.
Okay. Promising debut. It's called Dirty Laundry. It's by Disha Bose. It's published by Penguin Random House and it costs $37. Thanks very much to Cynthia Morahan for the review.